welcome to the UFRO podcast. I'm Tarun Batija from the headquarters of the International Union of Forest Research Organizations in Vienna, Austria. Today, I'd like to do a podcast on SPDC, the UFRO Special Program on Developing Countries. And with me is Michael Kleiner, who is the coordinator. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
So, maybe we can start by just going over the general objectives of SPDC, and perhaps you can just explain to us a little more about them.
UFRO SPDC is a long-term program of UFRO with the objective to expand research capacity in developing countries. We are concentrating on enhancing core scientific competence of the research community, dealing with improving information management and dissemination of scientific information, enhancing science contribution to policy processes, and of course promoting communication and multi-stakeholder learning processes within the science community as well as between the science community and stakeholders.
And is there anything more specific in the goals?
Yes, our activities are mainly concentrating on training workshops for scientists in developing countries. Then we do collaborative research networking projects, writing books together, doing scientific projects, mainly synthesizing information and publishing them. And we have got a scientist assistance program to enable scientists to join scientific meetings of UFRO and UFRO conferences and congresses.
As we know that 2010 is the UFRO Congress in August. So are there any major activities in this preparation or in this regard?
UFRO SPDC is involved in the Congress 2010 in Korea by organizing a pre-Congress training workshop event. These are actually training workshops, four training workshops running concurrently at a training center near Seoul in the week before the Congress, okay, offering several training workshop modules.
What does a typical workshop look like?
Well, the workshops concentrate on important topics for the science community, where UFRO has been involved over the last couple of years, for example, forests and climate change, or forests and water interactions. Another topic is traditional forest knowledge, as well as forest and human health. So such workshops are offered, including some technical skills in science policy interfacing and information management.
How does, maybe give us a general daily schedule, how would it go?
Yeah, these workshops as pre-Congress training events are organized in 1 week. So we bring people to one training center. We have a big accommodation there. So people are staying the whole week for the whole week. And there's a lot of interaction. There are training sessions. There are joint field walks near the training center, discussion sessions, as well as the big knowledge cafe, which is then closing the entire event where all the participants are interacting and exchanging their knowledge.
So there's a lot of interaction going on.
A lot of interaction, which is the major objective of this workshop, to get to know people, to maybe organize and plan for collaboration in future, so that there is really an interregional cooperation within as a consequence of these workshops.
Okay, great. And we know that generally developing countries do not have many funds available. So how is this managed overall?
Yeah, the program, UFRO SPDC program, mobilizes funding from international donors, for example, from Finland or from the United States or from the EU or even from Korea and other donors. And we use these funds on one hand to organize training workshops where all the expenses of travel, training workshop, training faculty and inputs are provided by us. Or we are using the funds to provide travel grants to scientists, to go to UFRO meetings and UFRO conferences, so that scientists have the chance to present their scientific results, as well as network with other scientists, and in this way improve forest research.
Who is your main target audience, or who are the participants of these SPDC workshops?
Yeah, our main audience are scientists, that means early and mid-career scientists, the younger scientists who have been starting their work in forest research in developing countries, but who want to enhance their knowledge and their experience. So these are more the early and mid-career scientists we are trying to bring into our workshops and training events.
What are the priorities for SPDC in the next years?
Well, we so far have concentrated on skills like information management, like dissemination of information, but also on core competencies in scientific work like research methods, proposal writing. These are skills all scientists need. Doesn't matter if they work in genetics or in soil science or even in social sciences. We will definitely continue to enhance and to promote these basic skills, but we will further continue to concentrate on priorities like forest and climate change, forest and water interaction. So those trainings workshops we are doing now at the Congress and try to further develop them even with CDM projects, so carbon sequestration or even RED mechanisms, so important topics that are relevant for the international but also for the national forest policy.
What would you tell to the mid-career scientists or the participants or those who are interested in SPDC in Latin America or Africa or Asia? What is your main message to them?
So my main message to scientists joining our trainings would be that they need to make a meaningful contribution to development and also forest development in their own countries. For that purpose, they need not only scientific skills to produce scientific results, but also skills of dissemination of the results, convincing stakeholders, convincing policymakers on new developments in forestry and the potential for social development. So this, I think, is the major message I would give them.
Well, thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you for being here.
Hopefully you listen to some more podcasts and stay tuned and visit www.ufro.org.